All right. On this Wednesday morning, we've got William Jennings in from Rank Seed. William, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you all?
Good. We are doing good. Everybody's liking this weather.
Oh, my word.
We're getting a little breeze, so hopefully maybe drying some stuff out. The Elkhorn River is pretty full, though, I noticed, headed to Neely yesterday.
Yeah, but you know what? Well, right west of our house there's a little draw that's always, it's been flowing since last March.
Yep.
Tell you what, it's finally starting to lower some. Yeah, awesome. So that's telling me the good Lord's a willing and stuff's a drying. And, you know, even my, like my dealers up at Scotland, Tabor, and that neighborhood that were more than adequate moisture last year. You know, he said, you know, William, we're going the right way. Talked to him yesterday and he goes, this keeps up this way, hey, we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
So, excellent, you know.
Got to have a good attitude if we don't have that.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep swinging, you know. You know, I did that Sioux Falls Farm Show, and the first day, honest to goodness, the folks came through, okay, let's talk prevent plant. You know, and at least, you know, that hasn't been so much as of late. You know, we're all going to gear up, get the seed in, dropped in, and the hybrids and the maturities they want. And we're going to get ready to go.
You bet. Yep.
And I guess I should have looked that up. That ain't so far away.
The Sioux Falls one?
No, planting.
Planting. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's scary.
It's March. It's already March the 4th.
Yeah. Oh, my word. Yeah. Shh, don't tell me.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think I had a radio friend that has two things where there's what's the best day and what's the best blood type. And it's March 4th and B positive. So.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's the best day of the year and the best blood type. March 4th and be positive. So
there go. So I'm hoping for April 20th and be positive.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Yeah.
Ain't quite ready to put it in the ground. But, hey, you know, seen you guys there yesterday at the Antelope Show. Yeah. And
William, you're there. You've got a booth.
Yeah. So. What a nice crowd. Holy cow. That was fun.
Yeah.
And you know, they've done a very good job. They brought in some speakers. I didn't get to go sit in on like Mr. Dutcher's
climatology.
Climatology talk. And so I asked somebody, you know, I know there, and said, what'd you hear from it? And he goes, well, if I understood him right, we're going to be wet for a while, but watch out this summer. It's supposed to be dry. So good. Right. You know, we'll maybe have to fight the battle to get the crop in the ground and get how we want, but we hope it don't turn into a drought.
Right.
You know,
we
sometimes joke, you know, oh, the drought starts today.
Yeah.
And we've all been down that path. I remember 2012 too well. So let's don't go that bad and that far off the kilter and et cetera, you know.
You bet. And yeah, a lot of people there yesterday and great exhibits and booths. So,
yep.
And we'll be there today again, 10 to 6. So we hope to see everybody down there. And
right.
The food's good. There's prizes to win. And
I'll vouch for the prime rib.
Yeah, the prime rib sandwich is amazing.
Had
yeah.
So many people. Oh, well, you got to go try it. You got to try it.
So, yeah.
Yes, we did. It was good stuff.
Yeah.
And I thank them. That's a nice show they've put together. And, you know, they sold out. Everybody filled the booths. And, you know, come on down. I mean, we've got folks, you know, on the ag sector from, oh, there's tree, you know, guys that do tree removal to cover crops to the different seed companies. And then
you got health.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, finance. So,
what a nice, diverse show that they're putting on.
So, yeah, you come on by and check that out. And if you stop by William's booth, he might even, if you tell him your name, he might even be able to tell you what your name means. Since today is Find Out What Your Name Means Day.
Yeah, while you were reading that off, I quick.
And what does yours mean?
Quick did the Google search, and it popped up, and it says Resolute Protector.
Mine was from an English and Scottish surname that referred to a person from Scotland or a person who spoke Scottish Gaelic. So
yep.
I'm not Irish.
Yeah, so the Irish blood's a little thin.
Yeah.
Maybe 1/124th
yeah,
or something.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
All right, we won't get too political here today.
But no, Rank Seed, and like I said, William, I know you had a lot of people stop by the booth yesterday, and that's what you're there for. If you got questions about Rank Seed, you want to know what Rank Seed's all about, you want to know, you know.
Well, I'll go visit him next week. This week's booked up. But, I mean, I had a friend, you know, like you say, friends and neighbors, and he stopped by. And, well, tell you what, I mean, he goes, well, you know, I've got you know, so much seed still sitting in my shed. I put it in the warm part of the garage to keep it over because they wouldn't let me return it last year because I had so many prevent plant acres. And I'm going, holy cow. Said, you know, I heard that through the vine, and I've heard it out in my own travels and running into folks. And, you know, this is what makes Rank easy to do business with. You know, like bullet point number four on my little letter I hand out to everybody, and it says, why choose Rank? And it's, you know, the Rank family is totally committed to ag and has been farming in the Sun Prairie, Wisconsin area since 1846. To this day, they produce much of the high-quality seed corn they sell right on their family farm. And I can vouch for it. It's theirs, right on the east side of Madison. They can relate to the challenges, risks, and needs of farmers because they experience them as an integral part of their own business. This makes Rank Seed easy to do business with. And period. You know, I looked him in the eye and said, holy cow. I said, I'm so sorry. You know, we had it. Well, like that loop through South Dakota was hands down was the worst. You know, my seed returns last year in South Dakota, heck, they were probably 90-95% once you put the pencil to it. And it wasn't because people blowing me out in price and low dollar and that nonsense. It was that wet. But you know what? Somebody wanted their money back when we returned the seed. You know, the Rank family, we cut them a check. Or some folks rolled the dollars forward. But you know what? We took the seed back. So there's none of this questioning, you know. I think the last show a couple months ago, you know, we talked, I met an old boy on soybeans, and oh my word. I mean, that scares me because soybeans have a struggle to overwinter in your shed. And that's just why the industry doesn't do it. But, you know, corn seed, yeah, you know, he'll be all right. I mean, I know he will. I've watched, you know, a lot of folks do that over the years for my crop scouting and et cetera. But, that's really not what you want to do. You know, you want to start out with your best foot forward because we get one shot at planting. And that's one thing I preach. You know, I don't care if you're no-till, conventional till, whatever till, get me a picket fence stand, and then away we go. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to argue with you on population too much. Right. I got a couple guys that'll say, you're wrong there, William. But, you know, if you're on the too low on the side of the population drop, I'll let you know. I'd like to visit with you about it and have that opportunity. And it's not because you're just the seed guy. You want to sell more seed. No. I mean, if you look at it, everybody thinks about it just a second. What have the plant populations done over the years? They keep climbing. And that's just because the genetics and the way the whole industry's gone. And, you know, like I plug Dr. Batty there once in a while. You know, he's basically our head of corn and research and for us and et cetera. And I mean, he just says it. It's going upwards. It's just that ability of that plant to produce a, you know, a 13-inch long ear that's bigger than two beer cans, you know, to flex. And the plant just doesn't have that kind of ability. And our yields just keep climbing. I mean, holy cow, this is fun. You know, I've in the travels, you hear the 260s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and I mean, 290s. Holy cow, let's keep rocking. And, I've got some friends to the east. They're doing some of this intense management stuff. And I'm so excited for them because they're going to be popping through 3+ here, you know, whole quarters, whole things. That's cool. So the opportunity is out there, and I'm just glad to be part of it, you know, with the, you know, the Rank Seed family. And hey, let's talk. Let's make it happen. We're easy to do business with.
That's right. And like you said, you can come over to the Antelope County Fairgrounds in Ely today from 10 to 6 there in the metal building right along the road. You should see all the cars out there. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
And come on by, visit with you at the booth there. Or William, if they can't make it, but they want to get a hold of you and find out more about Rank Seed, how can they get a hold of you?
The cell phone is 402-961-0963. Or call 1-800-BUY-RANK, R-E-N-K. And the gals at the office will send me an email or reach out, and we'll make it happen.
All right, sounds good. Stick around. We're going to do the birthday club real quick. We'll be back. Hey, Christopher, happy birthday. You can stop by and pick up your certificate. All right, again, We've got William Jennings in from Rank Seed, and if you want to stop by and visit with William today, he'll be at the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo in Neely from 10 to 6 there at the Antelope County Fairgrounds. And what else has been going on with Rank Seed, William?
Well, we just continue to expand and put dealers in place, and, you know, I've more friends and neighbors coming on board, giving me that opportunity, and the Rank family the opportunity to expand our footprint, you know, and it's sort of fun. I can get you some climate field view data, you know, to prove our point. I can get you, well, heck, go to the Rank website, you know, rankseed.com, and you click through there. We have Alex Rank, who's in charge of the computers and the data and that stuff, has got some type of program in there. Yeah, it can be a little confusing, but once you figure it out, holy cow, can I drive data to you and show you the reasons why we're doing so well and what Rank's doing different, you know? And when you look at the whole seed industry as a whole, the only ones growing out here and expanding the footprint and doing the thing right are the family-owned companies. Mm-hmm. And holy cow, this is fun, you know? I visit to a slug of my competitors, you know, in the corporates, and those guys just ain't too happy, you know, and this family atmosphere is great, you know, and just, you know, hey, William, keep swinging. We're growing the business. We're moving the right way. And in fact, I'm trying to take a couple of dealer prospects back to the Sun Prairie office. And all it is, like I told the one, I said, you know, just get some eyes.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not William out here doing a shadow seed company.
Right.
It's truly brick and mortar. They got the processing and everything we need to be a more than productive growing seed company and that support the growers out here. So
yeah, and you know, being family owned, obviously, we've got a lot of family owned businesses just right here in our area, and being family owned,
yes,
you take a lot of pride in it. Plus I'll always stress customer service.
Yep.
And you'll also seek input from your customers too. If something's not working or something's working great,
oh, yeah,
you guys want to know about it, right?
Yeah. You know, one thing that's fun is, well, like, well, Heath's and I's, one of our favorite hybrids is RK 710 Drought Guard Double Pearl. You know, we call it 106 in the book. Guess what? It's 106. You know, I fall right on top of the, you know, the competitors and the moisture, and I'm not wet. You know, I'm not trying to pass off 100, you know, 111 day corn is 106. No, we don't do that, because it's back to like my, in the bullet point there, it's the Rank family farms themselves. You know, hey, we know, you know, good stuff. And I need to shout out to Ben Catholic up there at Tabor. You know, he asked her, why don't you plug me? Yeah. Well, I hope you're on a big hill, Ben.
Yeah.
Pick up the
Tabor
signal.
Yeah.
Some, once in a while he picks it up. Sometimes he don't. But I texted him this morning and said, hey, be awake. You know, I know he's awake. Just picking on you.
Yeah.
But, you know, our footprint's wide. Ben's with us. Been a Rank guy for, well, I'm going to tell you wrong if I guess the years, it'd be 5+. And you know what? Our performance is holding us in there. He's always saying, William, I want 104 day. I want to say 104 on the bag. Yeah, I know. I've got 103s, 2s, 5s, 6s. Sorry, I don't have one. Just
104.
You know, okay, here's a black marker.
Yeah,
you
there
know.
You go. Yeah. White out and a black marker.
No, we're not going to. Yeah, I hear you. We're not going to do that. But, you know, it's fun having a supply of hybrids. I sell my current, you know, in the geography and the folks that I do business with and cover, I'm down to a 94 day is the earliest I'm selling so far, and clear up to the 116. So what a diverse group and the portfolio we have. I mean, I'll put it up against anybody, anytime, anywhere. Biggest thing is be honest with me, what's your yield potential? You know, different hybrids work better in the 150 bushel tough dry land conditions. Or, you know, like we talked just a little bit ago, you know, that 280s, 290s, we're going to stroke the, you know, swing for the fences. Awesome. We can be part of that process too and help you out. But you know what? We're a lean company. I'm the agronomist. I'm the sales rep. I'm the district man. I'm whatever it takes to be with Rank. But you know what? I'm not out here alone. Dr. Batty, Jeff Rank, any of those folks are available anytime. You just make a call.
Right.
You know, and in fact, I talked to Rick yesterday on a couple subjects and get my bullet point, asked about some hybrids that are being advanced and some that are going away. And here in 2 weeks, I think it is, I've got, you know, district meeting somewhere between here and there. We all team up and go over things, talk about the new rollouts. So we're excited about that. And so, you know, speaking of new rollouts, let's announce a plot field day already.
Hey, all right. Really?
Yeah. Heath's field day over there at Creighton on the Boggs Brothers Farms there by Winnetoon will be Thursday, September 3rd. So, and I hope maybe next month or whenever I get back in to announce another one up north up here on the South Dakota line.
Awesome.
He's talked about, and I said, so we're trying to make that date. So maybe either Dr. Batty or somebody from the office will be out, you know, so they can see.
Right.
You know what? Yeah, they are a company. So like I say, you know, the www. Maybe too many W's.
No, you got it right.
rankseed.com.
Yeah.
And my email is wjennings@rankseed.com. So we're accessible.
Yep.
Come see the farm show today. It's been a good time down there and lots of friends and neighbors. And don't worry, I'm not going to high pressure you.
Right.
I don't do that. Ain't going to do that. Don't like to be done that to me. So, you know, do unto others, do unto yourself. So.
Yeah. And again, yeah, you can see William at the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo today, 10 to 6. Or again, you can always give him a call at 402-961-0963, 402-961-0963, or 1-800-BUY-RANK.
Yep.
Is their toll-free number, and they'll get you in touch with William as well if you can't remember
that. Yeah, or reach out to Jeff or Alex or Brett and Dr. Batty, Bruce Nagel, on and on. I mean, we got a hell of a good house of guys.
You bet. All right.
And gals.
That's right. Hope Sly's got another batch of prime rib sandwiches ready to go today. Come on over and enjoy that and talk to William Jennings from Rank Seed at the Antelope County Ag and Home Expo.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
Nope. Men, thank you very much. Appreciate the time and drive safe.
All right. William Jennings from Rank Seed.